This is Dr. Schumacher redictating a progress note on Manda Etheridge. The last name Etheredge and Manda, Manda. It was dictated May 4th. Please check on that dictation as it may be more accurate because it was around the time I saw her. New paragraph. Ms. Etheridge was seen May 4th, 2022. Actually, it was dictated May 5th. She was seen May 4th, 2022 regarding a hospital follow-up period. She had severe atelectasis and collapse of the left lung at that time. Here, she is quadriplegic with some use of her upper extremities. New paragraph history. Ms. Etheridge is doing quite a bit better now than in the hospital period. She denied any significant pain at rest, but she does get pains and it's controlled with morphine ER, 50 milligrams twice a day. And this was controlling a period. New paragraph, she does need oxygen, period. In the hospital, she was on the ventilator and then on BiPAP later in the daytime period. At home, she's actually on the ventilator with a trach and uses oxygen when she's in the daytime period. If her oxygen goes down, she takes extra Lasix and sometimes may need the ventilator briefly, period. When seen, she was not too short of breath and had no chest pain, period. She gets nausea at times, period. She has, in the paragraph, she has quadriplegia, period. She has no use of her legs and is paralyzed, period. She has poor use of her hands and contractions, which can elevate her arms, and she has equipment to help her eat by herself, period. She has neuropathy for which she uses a pregabalin, period. She's had multiple blood clots and thus is on apixaban three times, and she takes it three times a week. She has hypothyroidism, but she's on a low dose of levothyroxine, period. There's no specific thyroid symptoms, period. She easily, frequently gets spasms, period. She has a wound on the dorsum of her right foot, and it is macerated and slightly open, and now they're using triple antibiotic, period. They are using collagen also, period. She needs home care to help with the dressing changes, as well as monitoring the meds, as many of them have changed, period. New paragraph, in the hospital, she had a collapsed left lung, period. In November, she had bronchoscopy done, but that did not show any endobronchial lesions, period. They did not feel bronchoscopy is warranted in this most recent hospitalization in April, period. The atelectasis improved when they did chest physical therapy later on her right side, period. She was given breathing treatments as well, period. Currently, then ipratropium bromide every 4 hours as needed. And Duonev, she takes BID, period. Review of systems, constitutional fever, chills. Eye, she's blind in the left eye, period. ENT, she hears adequately, period. She has a tracheostomy. Respiratory, currently no dyspnea, less cough, no hemoptysis. Cardiovascular, no current angina or palpitation or dizziness. GI, no dumping, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria. Skin, no rash or itch. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. New paragraph. Past history is positive for quadriplegia due to motor vehicle accident. Blindness in the left eye. She has a bladder replaced and uses a urostomy. Deep vein thrombosis. Renal stones. Motor vehicle accident. Colostomy. IVC filter, stage 4 pressure ulcer, tracheostomy, urinary tract infections, hypothyroidism, hepatitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anxiety, depression, fatigue, anterior syndrome, quadriplegia with partial use of arms, chronic midline low back pain, sciatica, neurogenic bladder, hypertension, inferior vena cava stenosis, pyelonephritis, sepsis due to urinary tract infection. New paragraph, family history. My father had cancer and also myocardial infarction, period. New paragraph. Examination. She was not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 96 over 58. Pulse 81. O2 saturated 98%. Head and neck. Oral mucosa normal. Ear normal inspection. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. She's blind on the left eye. Ear normal inspection. Hearing was adequate. Neck had a tracheostomy. No mass or nodes. Lungs. Slightly diminished Bessons, but no wheeze or crackles now. Cardiovascular normal as well as 2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No palpable organomegaly. Hair colostomy. CNS, cranial is mostly normal, period. She's totally paralyzed in her legs, period. She has some use of her arms, more the upper arm, shoulder, and elbow, but she's extremely weak with her hands, period. Unless she's got, there's no joint inflammation, infusion, no cyanosis. Skin, she has a wound in the dorsal of the right foot that opened up, and that's where I believe an IV site was, period. They're using collagen and triple antibiotic, period. New paragraph, mental status is oriented at time and place and person with normal appetite. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, this is Etheridge. At atelectasis and the collapsed left lung, and that's doing much better, period. She does suction herself at home and has a caregiver, and she uses the ventilator at night and oxygen in the daytime, period. Two, she has quadriplegia from motor vehicle accident and some use of her arms, and she can't eat on her own, and period. She needs help with many activities in daily living and has a boyfriend helping and another caregiver as well, period. Three, she has neuropathy, alkalinemia lyrica, 100 milligrams twice a day. Four, she has history of recurrent deep vein thrombosis, and I recommended the apixaban at 5 milligrams BID, period. New paragraph, she has muscle spasm, and I'll continue back with a 20 milligrams, and she actually takes 2 20 milligram tablets twice a day, period. She's tolerating this well, period. She has hypotension, and I'll continue mitered 10 milligrams 3 times a day, period. For chronic pain, I'll continue morphine, 15 milligrams daily. New paragraph, she is in need of home care for wound care and to monitor her meds and to watch her monitor her urostomy and stoma briefly, period. I mean, her urostomy and colostomy, period. She self-catheterizes herself via the stoma of the urostomy, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Redictated. Five, what's it, 26? Okay, job number.